Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, July 7th, 1953, and the title is Prophet of Boot Hill. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Prophet of Boot Hill. At one time or another in our lives, all of us have met or heard of a person who was able to foretell future happenings with astounding accuracy. Such a person was Old Cab Duncan, once a prospector, now living quietly in his shack near the cemetery on Boot Hill. But as our story opens, it is anything but quiet in the little frontier town of Mesquite. Two men, one of them carrying a burlap sack, are running in the darkness of late evening from the bank up the hill.
There they go, Sheriff! Gun the coyotes down!
Come on, boys! Let them have it!
Give them a couple of shots, Mendoza! I need both hands to lug this sack!
I'll give them a couple. Don't worry, Joe. Got one of them. That'll make them think.
Go up with them! Them bullets are coming close, Mendoza! We gotta get under cover right quick!
There's a shack just around the next bend, right at the edge of the canyon.
We better get into the canyon!
No! They'll find us there in no time. Now we're out of sight of them. Come on, Jules, head for that shack.
No. There'll be people in there. There's a light in there.
What of it? Gotta take a chance on getting in somewhere or get gunned down.
Maybe there's a dog.
Never mind the dog. Come on.
Have your gun ready, Mendoza?
I've got it. We're in luck, Jules. Nobody here. Shut that door. Now down under that bed, quick.
With the gold, too?
Yes, sure, with the gold, you crazy fool. We didn't rob that bank just to leave it in the middle of the floor. Now, come on, under the bed.
Ow! There's a loose board here. One end of it come up and whacked me in the chin.
Loose board, huh? Good. Put that sack under it. Here, lift up the board. I'll do it. There. Now, don't make a sound.
They wouldn't go in there, Sheriff.
Well, they probably run up in that canyon.
We'll see. Open up! Open up!
Wait a minute. I just come in the back door. There'll be bloody doings in this town tonight. Feel it in my bones.
Howdy, Cab. You seen anything of two hombres?
Nope. What two hombres?
Names are Pete Jules and Rick Mendoza. They just robbed the bank.
Ain't see them, Sheriff. I've been sitting out back on the bluff. It's quiet and peaceful out there. But there'll be bloody doings in town.
Sure will, Cab, if we catch up with them hombres. You got just the one room here, huh?
Yes. I'm alone here, except that my grandson's coming to visit me, expecting a murder in the morning.
Well, I guess them hombres ain't here. Come on, boys, we'll look somewhere else.
There's death on the faces of all of them. All of them.
Where'd that old duffer go, Mendoza?
He went out the back door. Probably out to sit on that bluff again.
And then come on. Let's get out of here.
No. I'll tell you when it's time to go.
Yeah, but they're gone.
Yeah, but they'll be hanging around this neighborhood for some time. We'll stay right where we are, Jules.
Down in Mesquite, just ahead, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Just coming into town now.
Those night shadows Pancho see in the road is hombres.
They are hombres, Pancho. Oh, and they have rifles.
Cisco see better in the dark than Pancho.
That's close enough for now. Dang. Hold them horses.
Si, senor. Oh, diablo.
Oh, loco, oh, loco. Oh.
Get down and walk over here. Keep your hands away from your gun.
Si, senor. We will do as you say.
What is, Cisco? What is, huh?
Well, that is what we are going to find out, amigo.
All right, stand there. Let me look you over. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Si, senor sheriff. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
But it's not a sheriff.
What are you two riding into town this late for?
We came here to see an old prospector friend of ours, senor sheriff, Senor Cap Duncan. It is true, we are riding late, but Pancho's horse pulled up lame back along the road, and for several hours we had to wait and treat the lameness.
Well, I guess you two are all right. I don't know much about you except what I heard, but most of that's been good.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Now, would you mind telling us the meaning of this patrol?
The bank was robbed about an hour ago, Cisco, and the hombres got away with about 5,000 in gold. Bank guard surprised them, but they shot him down and killed him and made their escape.
Pancho think most sheriffs think Cisco and Pancho robbed that bank.
I happen to know the ones that did it. Pete Jules and Rake Mendoza.
I know of that Mendoza, Sheriff. A very vicious hombre.
Yeah, he's plenty bad. Both of them are, for that matter. Well, go ahead and have your visit with old Cab, Cisco. Don't know why you want to, though. He's getting crazier every day.
I do not think he's crazy, Sheriff. He's different, I will admit.
Yeah.
But he has a very keen, penetrating mind.
Senor Cab helped Cisco find Diablo once, Sheriff. And Bandido is still Diablo. And Senor Cab go to sleep. Wake up and say, go here, Cisco. No? Cisco go there. Find Diablo.
Is that right, Cisco?
See, that is true, Sheriff.
I've been told he can do them things, but I don't put no stock in them. But if he can do them, maybe he could tell me where them scoundrels are, where the gold is.
He might. I would not say he could not.
He sure ain't getting anywhere this way. As I say, I don't believe in such stuff, but... You men stay here and keep your eyes open. I'm going along with Cisco.
Yes, getting mighty stuffy underneath this here bed, Mendoza. Ain't it safe yet for us to clear out?
No, no. People are still going by here, Jules. But you're right, it's getting stuffy. Maybe we can take a chance. Blast it. Here comes somebody else.
It's the sheriff again, Mendoza.
Yeah. I've got this gun ready, and the first hombre that looks under here gets it.
Jules and Mendoza came right up this way, Cisco. I still ain't so sure, but what they run in here.
Did you search the place, Sheriff?
Nothing to search but the one room.
It's the Cisco kid. It's the hombre I want to get, Jules. He beat me up once over in Dobie City. I swore I'd get him, and I'm going to get him.
Your cop does not answer.
He's probably out back, Cisco. That's where he was before. Let's go in there with the ball.
Si. Let's go in.
Here he is now, coming in the back door. You got some visitors, Cab.
Yeah. Buenas noches, señor Cab.
Buenas noches, señor Cab.
Yeah, Cisco, Pancho.
Oh, it's good to see you again, señor.
Yeah. Pancho thinks señor Cab gets younger. White hair turned back to gold hair.
No. I guess not, Pancho. I'm mighty glad to see you two rascals. Now, if my grandson will only get here before I die.
Before you die? Oh, you are not going to die, Senor Cab?
Yes, Cisco, I'm going to die. Tonight. Come to me as I'm sitting out there on the bluff, out by the cemetery.
Madre mía, Senor, not looking in the cemetery make anybody feel like he dead.
we will talk you out of that notion in short order, Senor. Now, to get your mind on other things, the sheriff would like to know if you can tell him where to find those two bank bandidos. Also, the gold they stole.
If you can get any information about them, I'd sure appreciate it.
I can't tell him right now, Cisco. I have to sleep first, you see. I keep the thought in mind, then I go to sleep, and when I wake up, sometimes I have an answer. If I can sleep and then wake before I die.
I tell you, you are not going to die, Senor Cab. And to make sure, Pancho and I are going to stay right here with you. Now, come. Walk out with us while we take care of our horses, and you can tell us, Senor Cab, about this foolish fancy of
yours. Yeah, but it's not a foolish fancy, Cisco. I know.
Hey, did you hear that, Mendoza? The old geezer said maybe he could tell him where to find us and where to find the gold.
Yeah. Maybe he can if he ain't dead first. Does he sure right about dying tonight?
The old geezer's asleep now, Mendoza.
He'll be more asleep in a few minutes. Don't mistake that.
It's a lucky thing for us. Cisco decided to camp out back of the house. Him and the other sidewinder talked about sleeping on the floor. If they had, they'd have spotted us under this here bed.
And if they'd spotted us, they'd have been dead by now. They ought to be asleep, Jules.
Better wait a while longer, Mendoza. Let's make sure.
I'm sick of waiting.
You go. You go.
Shh, Jules. No one's talking.
The gold, it's in this house.
Come on, Jules, he's waking up. Get that gold out from under the floor.
All right.
It's in this house. It's under this bed.
Nobody will ever know it, you old pack rat.
Under the bed. Cisco. Cisco.
I'll fix you right now.
Cisco.
Si, senor.
Hustle up with that gold, Jules.
Have that blasted sack ripped open, Mendoza. It caught on a nail. All the gold spilled out.
Oh, you bungling fool. I ought to let you have it, too. Come on out of there, quick. We'll come back here later. Cisco's coming. Get out of here, Jules.
Ain't you coming?
Yes, in a minute. This is what I've been waiting for, Cisco.
Time to hear shooting, Cisco.
See, I hope you're not too late, Pancho. Mother me down, Pancho.
Pancho almost gets that bullet in his bare teeth.
Shoot at us, will you, hombre?
This time I'll get you right.
Oh! Mendoza, come on!
Come on, Jules.
Cisco! Cisco!
Oh, I sure got Cisco.
Cisco, not dead, Cisco. Please, not dead, Cisco. Madre mia, Pacho, get the light on. Moonlight, not enough.
Go under.
Pacho, see to you, Senor Cobb. After Cisco. Cisco, come first. Cisco, not yet dead. Pacho don't know what to do. Oh, Cisco.
It looks as if Pancho's grief is well-founded, that at last Cisco has been laid low by a bandit's bullet. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Prophet of Boot Hill. When Jules and Mendoza, bank robbers who had been hiding under the bed in Old Cab Duncan's shack, decided to make a break for liberty, Mendoza shot Old Cab. Then, when Cisco rushed in, fired full in Cisco's face, while Pancho stood stock still, too horrified even to chase the fleeing bandit. Now...
Cisco! Cisco, that can be dead. That can be.
Lots of shooting going on here, Pancho. Great Scott, is Cisco.
And Pancho not know, Sheriff. Old Pancho know, hombre go boom bang and Cisco go down.
What hombre?
Pancho not know, light not good enough till Pancho light the lamp and.
Got cab too. By George, this is bad.
Cisco. Sheriff, listen. Cisco not dead. Cisco alive.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, Pancho, where are you?
Pancho, here, Cisco. Let Pancho see, Cisco.
My eyes burn, Pancho. I can't see nothing.
Come with Pancho, Cisco. Come sit in the chair, and then Pancho see. Sit down there. Sit down there, Cisco. Come.
It's better now, amigo. I can see a little bit.
Let's have a look. Yeah, powder burn, Cisco.
Is that you, Sheriff?
Yeah. Get some water out of the pail, Pancho, and bathe his eyes. He'll be all right.
Here, Cisco.
Did you see them hombres, Cisco?
Only dimly as I came in. Senor Cobb called to me, and I heard two shots. Is Senor Cobb wounded or dead?
He's dead, Cisco.
Madre mia, that Murray and Katie.
Wasn't there two of them?
I only saw one.
Here's some water, Cisco, and Pancho, bathe your eyes, no? That feel better, Cisco?
Yeah, gracias, amigo. That feels good. My sight is returning now. The moment Sheriff Pancho and I will start out with you to hunt for that killer.
Cisco, there's something funny about all this business. You and Pancho better come to the jail with me.
Nothing funny about Cisco get powder burns in the face and the eyes, Sheriff.
Do you mean to say, Sheriff, you think we robbed that bank and shot down Senor Cab?
I know you didn't rob the bank, Cisco, and I ain't saying you shot down Cab. But somebody did.
Now, who powder burned Cisco, Sheriff? Is Cisco not powder burn himself?
Oh, that's right. But it's mighty funny old Cab figured out he was going to die the same night you hombres got here. All comes down to the fact that I want to ask you two a lot of questions. And I want to ask them in a safe place. I'll take your guns and then we'll mosey on down to the jail.
You're a clumsy fool, Jules. Leaving all that gold back in old Cab shack.
Yeah, I tell you, it ain't my fault. I didn't know the blasted sack was going to rip open on that nail.
Well, at least I got Cisco. That's worth something.
Any reason why we can't go back and get the gold right now?
I ain't sure I done that old pack rat in right away. Maybe he lived long enough to do some talking about where that gold is. He sure had it figured out.
It's getting on towards daylight, Mendoza. I'm in favor of heading back there right now.
Yeah, I guess we'd better. And what was that he said about his grandson coming to see him?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. He said early in the morning.
Well, early in the morning ain't far away.
Yeah, we better get back and clean out that gold before the grandson gets there.
I guess you got an idea, Jules, for once. Come on, we'll go get it right now.
Get up! Get up!
Dude, you no good to pace the floor of the cell, Cisco.
It relieves my feelings, Pancho. I cannot understand how a man can be as stupid as that sheriff.
He not believe us, Cisco.
I know he did not believe us, amigo. That is why we are in this jail. But he certainly could not have believed you and I and Senor Cobb did all that shooting.
Pancho not know.
He certainly could not have believed that I shot it myself.
The sheriff say he still not sure, Cisco. Say he talk with us sometime today.
Today. I do not like being cooped up here just because of a stubborn sheriff who will not listen to reason. Oh, well, does me no good to fuss and fume about it. I will sit down. We'll get out when we get out, and no sooner. Poor old Senor Cab. Certainly had the gift of prophecy. At least in his own case.
And Pancho glad Pancho not know when Pancho die. And Pancho worry, no?
See, that is the merciful thing about life, Pancho. Most of us do not know when we are going to die. I wonder if Senor Cab could have told where to find those hombres in the gold.
Oh, that remind Pancho.
Remind you of what?
Senor Cab tried to tell Pancho something right after Cisco get the powder burned, but Pancho just half hear what he say, Cisco.
Can you remember what he said, Pancho?
Something about the golds under there.
Under where?
Pancho not know. Just under there.
I wonder if he was trying to tell you it was in his shack somewhere.
Maybe so, Cisco. Pancho not know this.
Pancho, I believe that was it. The gold is in that shack.
Cisco pays the floor again.
Pancho, we must get out of this jail. If those bandidos were in that shack and had to leave in a hurry, they probably left the gold there. That is probably what Senor Cab was trying to tell you.
Pancho not know, Cisco. Pancho is here, Senor Cab say the gold under some place.
That is it, Pancho. The gold is in that shack. We must go there and get it before those hombres return for it. And I would like to be there when they do return. Santos, we must get out of here.
But how we do this, Cisco? Strong jail, Pancho,
see,
think.
See, it is, Pancho. Let me think.
Cisco think, Pancho watch.
There's a board roof above our heads, Pancho.
A board roof above the heads, sir.
Might be possible to knock loose a couple of those boards from the rafters, Pancho, using the palm of my hand.
Uh-huh.
See, that is what I will try to do. Here, give me a boost up on your shoulders, amigo.
Yes, Cisco.
Now, come on now. I can just about reach them, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, heavy hombre.
It should not take long unless these boards are spiked to the rafters. Do not believe they are. Madre mía, the noise of that nail coming out will wake the whole town.
Cisco got one board loose.
Si, amigo. Now I'll try another board. And this one is giving way easily, Pancho.
It's good, good, good.
Now we will see. See, we have this one too. If I can get up through there, Pancho, and get a foothold, I can reach down and pull you up. I will try.
Bueno, Cisco. Cisco, go up.
Give me your hand, Pancho.
Pancho, heavy, Cisco. You got a good foothold?
I think so, amigo. I'm lying flat on the roof. Now jump and catch my hands. Come on.
Pancho, jump.
No. Come on up, Pancho. Come up.
Come on. Pancho, Cisco is strong.
Come up. Now get a grip with one hand on the rafter.
Pancho, pull Pancho up through now, Cisco.
Do not get stuck in that hole.
Pancho, not get stuck this time, Cisco. Pancho out.
Bueno. All I hope now is that those hombres come back to that shack while we are there.
Oh, go there.
Nobody around, Mendoza.
Not seen to be. Come on.
It's getting light over there in the east.
Yeah, we still got plenty of time.
You got them bodies out of there yet?
Yeah, they're gone. Sure wish I could put up a sign saying, I killed Cisco. Maybe I will sometime. Here, let's haul this bed to one side.
All right.
That's good enough. I get the board up, Jules, and hustle that gold out.
You sure will.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
It's a rider coming.
Let the board down again quick, Jules. Draw your gun. This may be a trick. All right, get him up.
What's all this? What's the idea?
You're the old man's grandson?
Yeah, that's right. Been riding all night long to get here. Who you men?
Oh, just a couple of callers, kid. Keep them hands up. Joel's got his guns.
Right.
Lie down on the floor, face down.
Where's Cab? Come on, where is he?
He's dead, kid.
Dead?
Yeah, dead. Just like you're going to be unless you get down on that floor.
Why, you dirty buzzard, you can't come in here.
Don't shoot, Jules. We don't want the noise of a shot. I'll fix this little squirt with a gun butt. Tie him up, Jules. We'll take him with us.
What for?
What for? To kill him. What do you think? You ain't going to leave him behind to give out descriptions of us. I get busy with that rope and I'll get out the gold. Better light a match so I can see down in here. Hey, this gold, it's gone. Oh, you clumsy, stupid fool, Jules.
Well, I didn't take it.
You had to rip that sack so that it... Maybe this kid has been here. Maybe he got it. Turn over, you. Groan, will you? I'll give you something to groan for. Where's that gold?
I don't know anything about no gold.
You lie. Where is it? Come on, where is it?
I don't know, I tell you.
I'll beat you to a pulp unless you tell me where's the gold.
Oh, no. No, don't.
Security's here, Pancho. Come on.
Cisco.
Hey, it's Cisco.
No, oh, it can't be. I killed him.
I am not as easy to kill as you think, hombre.
I have to get the order, hombre, with a good swift kick.
Oh, I'll gun you down.
No, you will not, hombre. And this says you will not. Get his guns, Pancho, while I attend to this buzzard. So you are the one who tried to kill me, eh? Well, this is for that powder burn. This is for the murder of Senor Cap. And this is just on general principles.
Nobody left to fight, Cisco.
Tie up those hombres, Pancho.
Yeah.
I will untie this boy.
They said I took their gold. I don't know nothing about any gold.
No, it's all right, young senor. You do not have to worry about these hombres anymore. Ah, there. You are free.
Oh, there. The sheriff, Cisco.
Ah, si.
So you broke jail, Cisco. I thought you'd be here, and what's all this?
Are these the hombres who robbed the bank, Sheriff?
Yeah, they sure are.
Very well, they are your prisoners.
But the gold, where's that?
It's safe, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I found it in this room. We were going to ride back with it to your office, but there was not time.
Cisco and Pancho hide the gold in a safe place, all right, Senor Sheriff. Pancho, get it now, Cisco.
In a moment, Pancho. So, Senor Sheriff, here are your prisoners. And Pancho and I arrived just in time to keep the young senor here from being killed.
You sure did, Cisco. They'd have got me sure. I guess I'm lucky.
See, you are, young senor. And now, Sheriff, if you will question these hombres about the murder of Senor Cab, I think you will find this one killed him.
No. No, no, it wasn't me, Cisco. I didn't kill him. It was Mendoza here.
Oh, you squealing rat, Jules. I'll get you for
you
this.
You will get no one, hombre. You see, Sheriff, when rats are cornered, they squeal loudly. In this case, they have saved you the trouble of questioning.
Well, thanks, Cisco. And my apologies for locking you and Pancho up.
Do not apologize, Senor Sheriff. And as for thanks, they should go to old Senor Cab, the prophet of Boot Hill. It is only unfortunate you did not heed his warning sooner.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho think it's very bad what happened to old Senor Cab.
Si, Pancho. It was very bad.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that innocent people have to be killed.
Pancho think this too, Cisco. Pancho think people should live a good ripe age. Pancho think people should never got to die.
Si, Pancho. But everyone has to die sometime.
Si, Cisco. Everybody got to die. Why that, Cisco?
Well, it's a law of nature, Pancho. Every living thing grows old and eventually dies.
Pancho once knew an hombre was almost live forever.
You did, Pancho?
Yeah.
Well, who was that?
A very old hombre in the town where Pancho once lived. His name, old Jose Gomez.
And he lived to a very old age, Pancho?
Yeah, he lived to a very old age. Pancho, I can believe it when he finally died.
Oh, he did finally die, Chico?
He finally died. Pancho see the funeral. And Pancho stand on the side of the street as the funeral go by.
I suppose lots of people were paying their respects to old Jose.
Oh, lots of people. But Pancho, I can believe old Jose finally dead. Pancho say to an hombre standing there, "Who funeral this?" And the hombre say, "Old Jose Gomez."
Si, old Jose Gomez.
And Pancho hardly believe it. So Pancho say, "Hombre, you not tell Pancho old Jose Gomez dead."
Si, and what did the hombre say?
Hombre say, "Of course old Jose dead. What do you think they're doing? Practicing with him?"
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.